Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And not just the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio. Hello and happy Friday. I'm Holly Fry.
And I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
We talked about Ouija boards a whole lot this week.
We did.
There are so many side streets that I had to pare down, even in this narrowed focus. Mm-hmm. Some of which I wanted to talk about. One thing that I think is interesting is that some historians will note some of the licensing deals that Ouija made early on that were not to make boards, but to make other things like jewelry. And there was even a Ouija oil, which was kind of a snake oil situation. Like, this is a liniment you can put on anything. But I have to laugh because there's more Ouija stuff on the market now than there ever has been.
Yeah.
And I own it all. I mean,
you're wearing a Ouija shirt right now.
Yeah, I don't think this one's licensed, but yeah, I mean, I literally have like three or four different cardigans that have Ouija boards on them. I have a million shirts. I have dresses. I have purses. I have like compacts. I love them. Like, I love the iconography of it, and I think it's very fun. And I love that it's a game that has become associated with the supernatural. That just tickles me. But it just strikes me as funny, and I wonder what any of these men involved would think if it was like, yes, now we're making a Ouija version of, I don't know, some cereal. Like, I there are so many weird things floating around in the world that have Ouija branding on them now. which is fine by me. I love weird novelty stuff, so that's right up my alley, but it does tickle me. I would love to get an antique bottle of Ouija oil, but I think they're probably hard to come by.
Probably.
There are so many things about the Folds that I want to talk about.
Yeah.
One is that William Fold was not only working for Kennard and then Ouija Novelty and then his own company. He was also, because of his association with Colonel Bowie, he also got a job in customs. So he was also making money that way. He ended up running for political office a couple of times. Like, he had a whole thing. He was working in customs until just a few years before he died. He finally retired from that job in 1924. So, like, even though he was a millionaire at that point, theoretically, if the reports are correct, he didn't really need to keep that job and did, which I'm like, how lucrative was that job? Because to me, that doesn't sound like a
right.
a big job, but apparently it might have been. I did not get into the fact that the five men who started Kennard Novelty, like if you tried to make a chart of how they were all connected to one another, you would have to draw so many weird lines that you would end up with like a white circle, I think. Because like in some cases, like their children married the other one and like this one's sister was actually working with this one. And like, but one of the weird things, it's not really weird, but it's interesting. I mean, clearly the key relationship there was this one between Colonel Washington Bowie and William Fold. And that carried on generationally where even Washington Bowie Jr. was William's attorney in every single case involving the Ouija board that he called. Yeah. And his son, so Colonel Bowie's grandson, had mentioned in an account that they would sit the children down, him and his siblings, and give them toy catalogs and ask them to circle any talking boards that might be infringing on patents, and then they would go after them. So they were outsourcing their searches for unlicensed Ouija boards to their kids, because kids love to look through toy catalogs, which is
sure.
I'm of two minds. On the one hand, I'm like, this is an ingenious way to get a lot of information tackled with minds that are very obsessive anyway, which are kids looking at toys. And on the other hand, I'm like, that's child labor. But apparently, Washington Bowie Jr., the lawyer, never took any payment for any of his cases that he did with Fold. I don't know why Bowie took such a shine to Fold. I don't understand how that relationship started and how, I mean, he clearly basically like at some point had decided I'm going to make this man successful because he did. It's just fascinating. There is a whole side story about the Folds that I didn't get into because it doesn't make any sense in the Ouija story. And it's quite tragic, which is that, but it struck me, it showed up in a newspaper article I was looking at about a whole different aspect of it. And it is about William's sister, Henrietta. We said he was one of 10 kids. He was the third in the birth order. But his sister Henrietta showed up in a random search I was doing as a missing person.
Oh.
And it's a really sad story because it becomes pretty apparent that this was something that was really a scenario. Her body was eventually found. She had been drowned. It was ruled a death by suicide. And it clearly, to me, again, I'm not a doctor, obviously, and I'm making judgments based on the information in old newspaper articles, but it seemed very clearly, if you look at the flowchart of information, that she had a really bad case of postpartum depression.
Oh, no.
Like, they talked about, one of the doctors, when she first disappeared, was like, well, I'm very worried because she seems to have had a mental break from too much nursing, which is a weird way that they would put it when they don't really understand the, you know, mental things going on. But it makes me so sad. And it's one of those things that doesn't come up in this story a lot, but like she was part of a prominent family at that point. And it was, you know, barely discussed that like this was a real thing. So she becomes emblematic to me of like a problem socially where we didn't understand postpartum depression at all. I think a lot of people still don't understand it as a very real thing that needs to be addressed and treated. And so I'm Henrietta, if you're out there, if there are spirits and ghosts, I hope you understand that like I see you. I am so sorry that happened to you. You know, she's emblematic of a bigger problem. Okay, in funnier things. One, nobody, you can email us if you want, but if you are thinking, you know, you didn't mention Mrs. Pearl Curran and the literary figure of Patience Worth that she channeled to write books, listen, I'm saving that for next year. It's coming, probably next year. The other thing is that in 1930, there was an attempt to invent an electric version of the mystifying oracle that would like send out electric shocks when you made connections to things. You can see why this never took off.
Yeah, that doesn't sound pleasant to me at all.
It sounds really dangerous.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels has a stay for any traveler you want to be with 22 brands and over 7,400 locations. Whether you're a business traveler, a family road tripper, someone who wants to seek out history and maybe make your own, or just planning a quick getaway, Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Like a Cambria Hotel, where you can be a cocktail connoisseur and sip locally inspired craft beverages at downtown locations in the center of it all. This is a fun way to visit cities with a lot of history and a lot of fun in mind. Or a Radisson Hotel, for all our productivity powerhouses out there. With flexible workspaces and on-site restaurants, you'll get the most out of your work trip. You'll get the coffee, the Wi-Fi, and the work done. And we can't forget about Comfort Hotels. Imagine you're a family road tripper waking up in your big spacious room and then heading down to a free hot breakfast for the entire family, including waffles. So you'll be well-fed and ready for the day's adventure, even if that's just relaxing. After that, you're spending all afternoon relaxing by the pool. You deserve it. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you. Book directly at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tracy V. Wilson from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the United States? The world is powered by entrepreneurs. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. And every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business, and how they have found success being their own boss. From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
So, the robot that I said I would talk about.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to explain. And I should say before this, I have not asked you in any of this if you have ever played with a Ouija board, and as a kid, you were ever like, ooh, something's moving the board.
No, because I was raised by a very Methodist mother during Satanic Panic era.
I always have this moment where, like, my brain is like, so? Because we were clearly such different children, where my parents would tell me a thing and I would just kind of flip them the bird and run and do my own thing. Whereas you were a very good kid, I think.
Yeah, in a lot of ways I was. Like, I was a rule follower in a lot of ways, but not when it came to things like doing my homework. I thought that was a waste of my time, so I just didn't. But we were also living, like, in a community where a lot of people had the same perceptions. So, like, I don't know if any child whose house I played with had a Ouija board there. Yeah.
Yes. You know.
my family loved a little mysticism, loved it. I should say my mom's side. But in any case, the robot. And I only ask you that because I'm curious if you had ever had that experience of feeling like the board had moved or the planchette had moved and that clearly no one involved was doing it. The thing with the robot is interesting. So these researchers in Vancouver, initially one of the things that they were doing was they were using a robot and telling the participants, okay, this robot is actually, you know, like sort of being informed by the behaviors of another person that's outside of this as a way to say, like, this is how we're controlling it and making sure no one is messing with it except for you. They had some problems with that. And they even mentioned in their paper, like, we could not scale that because it was just too problematic. The robot was problematic, which is why they started introducing having a second participant that would not do anything. And in some cases, they even had the people that were answering the questions blindfolded, and then the other participant would actually not be touching the planchette at all.
Oh.
So they could be 100% sure that like nobody was actually interfering with it, which is pretty interesting. And then people were still getting that higher 65% hit rate on their answers to trivia questions, essentially, which is just a fascinating thing. One of the things I didn't dig into because it would have taken me down on a fairly arduous and time-consuming journey is that because of that study, there have been other scientists that have started to examine this idea of idiopathic motor response and accessing knowledge you don't realize you have in some pretty interesting real-world cases. Like, could we use this to help people with Alzheimer's kind of reconnect to parts of their mind that they don't consciously access anymore? Like, there's some very interesting research going on in that space. And I just didn't want to, like, half-heartedly touch on that much when, like, I really would have, I feel like I would have needed to do several weeks study of just how that was all working. If you have heard of that and you're like, why didn't that come up? That's why. And I don't want to do a sloppy version of it, but it's pretty interesting stuff. And you can find it online, especially if you have access to, like, medical journals. There's a lot of information. Like I said, I own a lot of Ouija stuff.
Yeah.
I love it.
I don't even think I've ever had my hands on a Ouija planchette.
I'm making such a shocked face.
You are.
I mean, you could come to my house and I could just hand you a bunch of different ones. The thing is, right, like, some of it too is just I love them from an art perspective because there have been some really beautiful boards designed over the years. Like, I love the round boards. I just think they're beautiful. And it's interesting to me. Here's where I really become fixated on them. Not as anything spiritual, but like the fact that a thing that looks like it could be as completely innocuously used, right? It looks like you could teach a kid letters and numbers with it. And yet people are like, but ghosts are talking through it. That juxtaposition is part of the appeal to me, that it is such a fascinating psychology touch point. That's what, yeah, part of why I love them. Also, the designs are beautiful.
Something that is also a funny irony tangentially related to all this is that when I was in high school, my mom went to a very new agey workshop that involved a lot of these same ideas about, like, accessing parts of your brain that you maybe aren't consciously and getting communication from non-corporeal,
right,
you know, whether it's like people somewhere else or the spirits of people or whatever, which my mom found very helpful to her as she was becoming progressively more disabled and, like, trying to figure out how to deal with that. And she took me to the same workshop. And it's just funny to me that, like, a lot of these same concepts that are surrounding Ouija boards were also part of these workshops. But, like, there was no movie along the lines of The Exorcist that had this new agey workshop as part of it.
Right. Well, and that's also an interesting thing, right? This idea of idiomatic motor response has been used in that way of, like, oh, if you can, you know, access those parts of your brain, what you're actually accessing is another entity. And others are like, no, dude, it's a thing you don't even know you know, but you know it. And that's cool. Like, there's, like, that divide of how people are perceiving the possibilities of that. That's really interesting. I'm going to go play with my Ouija board, make the cats use it and see what it spells. Oh my gosh, I want to make a cat Ouija board that's got like things like fish and chicken on it, and they can tell me, the spirits can tell me what they want to eat, because they're never going to learn to spell.
It could be like those buttons we got for our cats that they still have not figured out how to press in a meaningful way.
Yeah, those are tricky. I feel like those are tricky with cats. I see more success with people using them to teach their dogs to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Cats are kind of like, why don't you learn my language, fool?
Yeah. Yeah, they just have not. I know a couple people that have had really good success with their cats and the buttons, and that just has not been our cats so far.
Different creatures. Different creatures work different ways. In any case, that is my, I have now had my obsessive Ouija week, and I'm done, theoretically. I hope that it was fun for our listeners. I also hope that you have some fun coming up in the next couple of days. If it's your actual weekend and you have time off, I hope that you take care of yourself and that you get to have some rest and relaxation and maybe access parts of your brain that know things you don't think you know. If you don't have that time off, I hope that the things you have to do go smoothly and that everything is as easy as possible and you still maybe find a little bit of relaxation in there. I hope if you are into Halloween that you're enjoying Halloween season. I know I am at a ridiculous level. We will be right back here tomorrow with a classic, and then on Monday you'll get some more fun new stuff.
Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that, he is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win! Unbelievable!
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.